This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Reports to the anonymous student reporting system Safe to Tell were up dramatically last month. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The latest data show reports increased about 74% when compared to September last year. The top reports were for bullying, suicide threats, and school safety. More than 4,700 reports were made last month. There was a rise in reports related to threats and planned school attacks. Many of those were duplicate reports originating from sharing social media posts with false information. Officials ask that instead of sharing information on social media, students should tell a trusted adult or report the threat to Safe to Tell. If you're someone in crisis, call 988. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
More than 200 small businesses are hoping to be part of the growth at Denver International Airport. The mostly family-run, locally-owned businesses took part in DIA's first Souvenir and Snack Expo. Heralded Maritha Hughes from Aurora co-founded Flex ID.
We market wrist-worn ID holders and wallets that are comfortable, convenient, and secure to wear, providing hands-free access to and display of your credit cards and photo ID.
It opens up. It can be branded with corporate brands. This one here has a Colorado flag on there.
78 million people travel through DIA each year. The Environmental Protection Agency is giving Colorado nearly $50 million to replace lead pipes for drinking water. The money comes as the agency releases new regulations requiring the replacement of those pipes to protect people from lead exposure. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.